So I want to welcome everybody to the 8th. Yes, this is our 8th community organizing call for Kasim. And the intention of this call is to continue to organize inspired action to getting medical treatment and transport for 15-year-old Kasim Burton, Peter Burton's son, and creating a foundation for others with the same need and to raise global awareness for, you know, what's happening there in Dominica. So that's what we're working on. In this call today, let me just give you a quick overview of the call. We're going to talk about how to help. We're going to do a prayer. We're going to do a check-in. Peter's going to give us an update. Then we're going to talk about what we got done. We're going to talk about what we need to do next, and then we're going to go right into the checkout. So let's start with
Go ahead, Mike. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're going to do a check-in in a second, so Sean will be able to check in. So we still haven't done that yet, so we'll get there. So let's talk about how to help real quick. So ways that you can help is you can help by either just going to help4k.com. That's help, the number 4 and the letter k.com, and you can donate. We're using the power of 5 where you can donate $5 and share that with 5 friends. It takes 5 minutes to do that. Also, you can go on help4k.com and you can print out a flyer. There's a flyer right there on the right-hand side of the sidebar. It's just a regular flyer you can print out right on your printer. You can go post it in your local coffee shop, bookstores, or wherever there's bulletin boards available. Just go and post that flyer up. That's an easy way to help out. And you know, if you don't have money, you can just print out that flyer and post it up. That's great. That's a way to help spread awareness. The other way we're asking you to help is through prayer. We know that prayer has worked because Kasim's status has improved miraculously over time, just over the course of time. So we know that all your prayers has helped. So continue to, you know, have them in your mind and your heart and your prayers. We appreciate that. The other ways you can help is through sharing. Share this. You know, share it on Facebook. Pass it on Facebook, Twitter, through your emails. Invite your friends, your family. The other thing that we're looking for is frequent flyer miles, because we're still working on getting a ticket for Kasim and his mom. We found a hospital in St. Louis that Kasim can go to, so we're working on getting him a ticket from Dominica to St. Louis. So if you either want to, you could either help by purchasing that ticket or contribute to it, donations, or you can offer frequent flyer miles. Then the other way you can help is to join our team, because we continue to grow and build our team over time. This purpose is going, we're rallying around Kasim about this, but this is also extending beyond Kasim, because what became really present for me and Peter is that, you know, this is Peter's son, and as you know, many of you already know, he's a very good friend of mine, and we've been working to raise the money for his son, who lives in Dominica, but then we also realized that this must have happened. This happened to other people living in Dominica who are over the age of 15. So we're focusing on that, you know, young people between the age of 15 and 18 in Dominica who are going to be in need of emergency medical transport, who may be in need of it right now. So we're working on raising $75,000 to create a foundation for that. So this is just the beginning. Really, this is just the beginning of this, and this will be ongoing, and we'll continue to work on this, and we continue to ask people to join our team and help us out, because it's not something we can do alone. We can't do it all by ourselves, so anything you offer is appreciated. And so we're going to move on to the next part here, which is the prayer. And usually Peter does the prayer. I think I did the prayer last time, so I'm going to pass this off to Peter and let him guide us through the prayer. Go ahead, Peter.
Yeah. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day, and thank you just for giving us the strength and protecting us every day. Thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for guiding us all through this day. Thank you for bringing us together and just doing something that we know is going to impact people's lives, God. I pray for my son every single day, and I'm going to do it again, that he be blessed and he will be walking again soon. I speak it, I know it, we claim it, and he will walk again real soon. I want to thank you for every single thing. Thank you for all my friends and family who have helped me out in this situation. And thank you for giving us the strength and the inspiration to do what we're doing today. And we may be a blessing to other people all over this world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful, powerful. Thank you for that prayer. That was very powerful. That moved me, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you,
so we'll move on to the... Yeah, man. And so let's move on to the next piece, which is the check-in. And the check-in is pretty simple. We're just going to check in with whoever's on the call, and we ask you to check in with your name and your intention for the call. You know, what's your intention of being on the call? And I'll start that out. So my name is Mike, and my intention for being on this call is to continue to, you know, hold the same intention of the call, just to continue to organize, you know, organize people and create inspired action for us raising the funds and the awareness for Kasim and his situation and getting the medical transport, and also for others we know are in that same situation who are in need of medical transport in the past or definitely in the future. So we're moving into the phase of creating the foundation of to have both financial resources and online resources available for people who are in that situation so they can get that help they need quickly. So that's my intention. Next person want to check in?
Yeah, my name is Peter Burton, and Kasim's son, Kasim's dad. My intention for this call is to really give people more information on what's going on. Also to just to kind of keep the focus, you know, no matter what is going on around us, stay focused. Even if it's just me, you, Mike, we just stay focused on what we're doing right now. I know it's for a bigger cause.
Awesome.
My name is Sean Mack, advertising agent and networking specialist. My goal is to actually get the word out and across about Kasim's condition and how big this is as far as the condition for all kids to come in the future and how we could all come together and start something that's going to push this problem out of the way the minute it arises.
Awesome. That's awesome. Thanks for checking with us, Sean. And good to hear your voice, Sean. Thanks for continuing to show up on the call every week, man. That's a big deal, man. So thank you so much for being here, brother. Okay, so now we're going to move on to Peter. Peter, giving the update, and if you could just let us know where we're at with Kasim and what the update is, Peter.
Yeah, Kasim, right now he just got back from Martinique this past Tuesday. He's doing better. I want to say he went to Martinique and had a lot of tests run on him. And from the result that we got, his brain has not been affected from this. His spine has been pretty bad from the whole thing. And he has something called, I think it's transverse myalgia or something like this. And it's similar to Guillain-Barré. It's also messed up the nerves and the spine pretty badly. So it's almost like he had a double whammy, basically. He is doing good. He's in very good spirits. He's back in Dominica. We're supposed to get the test result from Martinique translated in English tomorrow. I spoke to the doctor again today, and he said it's a lot of paperwork from French to transfer to English, translate into English. So everything should be done tomorrow for sure.
Got that. And then that's going to go to the hospital in St. Louis?
It's going to be emailed directly to the hospital in Dominica, and the doctor from Dominica is going to transfer it to the doctors in St. Louis. It's going to be done from doctor to doctor, basically.
Awesome. Awesome. Anything else there that we need to know in terms of updates?
Apart from that, right now we're just working on, once that's done tomorrow, I should get it over to Rhonda in the hospital in St. Louis. Once that's done, we're going to go ahead and they're going to start the whole process to get him treated here in the U.S., and hopefully it should be done, like, really soon.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so let's move on to the next part, which is to talk about what we've already got done. I'll start out with that. Let me just start by saying that, you know, I just want to acknowledge this, Peter, is that I know one of the things I said I was going to get done with you, and I had not followed up, I dropped the ball on this, was to fill out the paperwork through American Airlines with Help for Kids and get that filled out with you and turned in, and I still have not done that. And so it's something that I intend on getting on and getting done as soon as possible. We need to get together and do that, man. For the airline ticket?
I said do it right after we finish this call. That would be a great idea.
Okay. After this call, we'll do it. We'll get
it. Let's do it right on the spot, so that way we got no excuse.
Yeah, we'll just get it over with. I just want to acknowledge that I said I was going to get that done, and I did not do that. And then in terms of what I did get done, one of the things I started to do is I'm starting to organize I'm organizing a fundraiser on the West Coast. And so I'm setting a date for that to be on December 12th, and I'm looking for a venue right now. I put it out to some places and haven't got any confirmation. But this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do for this fundraiser. I do this thing called laughter yoga. I'm a laughter yoga instructor, and I know some other laughter yoga instructors. It's really, really fun exercise where you get to going laughing, and it's good energy. And so the fundraiser is going to be 100 people laughing for Kasim. 100 people laughing for Kasim. And so the goal of it is we want to get 100 people together, and we want to do some laughter yoga session. You know, we'll have a little talk or whatever, and we'll talk about it, and we're going to get 100 people together. We're going to laugh for Kasim's healing, and we're going to raise money and raise funds for Kasim. So that's pretty much what it's going to be. And I just came up with that like today, and so I started putting out the stuff for that, and I'm working on that right now. But we don't have that a solid date for that. I picked a date, and I'm excited about it, and I think it's going to be fun. So that's one of the things that I started working on for the fundraiser. The other thing I think that I've done is I've been working on getting other people to get involved in terms of helping us out. Well, joining the team, talking to other people about joining the team and being a part of our team as we grow as an organization and as we create the nonprofit around this. So that's the thing that I've worked on. And that's a few things that I got done. So who's next?
What I'm doing here in Charleston is really getting together with some of the I started this a couple of days ago. Getting together with some of the people who are in, I want to say, Mr. Gilliard. There's some other congressmen I'm getting in touch with here in Charleston, and to bring awareness to this. And next thing that's very important too that I did is I got a good friend of mine who is going to put me in touch with someone, and I want to keep this, I don't know for sure yet, but who's going to put me in touch with someone at who can at least get me close as possible to Anthony Robbins, which is a good, would be a great thing. I've sent several email, and I was speaking to someone about it, and he said, I know someone who worked in his office in California, and I could be able to see what I can do. So keep my fingers crossed. That might come through. That would be a great thing. To kind of bring this to more people who really can get the word out there and really be a help to us just by spreading the word and maybe just endorsing what we're going to do, you know. So that is an endorsement of one of those, a guy like Tony Robbins would be really a great thing. So that's one of the things I'm trying to put together where we can get a great endorsement from someone who who can at least let other people know about us and what we're going to do, how we're going to do this, and can be a good help for the organization.
Awesome. Perfect, perfect. Thank you for that, Peter.
Yeah.
So, Sean, did you want to check in with anything?
Anything you got plans to do?
Cool. Yeah. We're thinking about redesigning our photo coupons and putting a website on there. And
there.
Oh, it is? Okay. Well, and the proceeds from the website and proceeds from buying the coupon. For every coupon purchase, $1 goes towards the foundation of funding. So that gets the word out there. They get to look at the website. And the more people we sign up, like as if this weekend, we shot, 98 people. And 98 people, $1 each coupon, they're checking it, then turning around and doing the five for five? They're turning around doing the five for five and having it spread that way. That's like it, you know, just spider webbing and getting across to a lot of people.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Cool deal. Thank you, Sean. Thanks for checking in with us, brother. Okay, so that's a couple things that we got done. And let me check in for Linda and Tracy. They said they were going to be on this call, but I don't think they're here. I'll go ahead and check in for them because I talked to them briefly about some things that they're working on. So the one thing is that Linda has a fundraiser that is starting this Saturday. It's happening this Saturday. And I believe it's from 2 to 4. What time was that fundraiser at? Do you remember what time that fundraiser was, Peter? I mentioned it last time on the last call. But it's going to be this Saturday. Go ahead.
I know it's this Saturday. I don't have a time in front of me.
Yeah. I believe it was from 2 to 4. I don't have it written down right here. So anyways, I'll look for that. But I know it's this Saturday. I think it's from 2 to 4. It's at Linda's house. And if anybody's interested in that, then you can contact Linda about that. Let me find Linda's number real quick. A number?
I got a few friends in D.C. that I'm going to have check it out, too. So I'm definitely going to get Linda's number.
Okay. So Linda's number is 301-520-6929. 301-520-6929. And she is going to be hosting that, the event. Oh, hold on, I just found the event here, so I'm going to pull it up. In the meantime, while I'm pulling that up, let me just talk to you. Another thing I want to check in for Tracy is that Tracy's also going to be starting, he's going to have another fundraiser as well in the L.A. area for Cassine. And that's probably, and I think it's January or February. And it is going to be, what's that?
I think it's in February, you said, right?
What's that, Peter?
For Tracy, the one that Tracy's going to do, is it February, you say?
Yeah, I think it's in January or February. It's going to be next year, though. And I just kind of want to put it out there, just kind of let people know about it, because that's coming up down the road. But she's going to do a fundraiser / comedy show. So she's doing like a comedy show / fundraiser, raising funds, you know, using comedy show as the theme for it. Like I'm using like laughter, yoga and laughter, 100 people laughing. And yeah, that's going to be sometime in January or February. I don't have the dates from her about that yet, but I just want to give everybody a heads up. She's working on that. And so the event for Linda, let's go back to the event that Linda's having. Linda's having an event this Saturday, November 13th, from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. It's going to be at Linda and Dave's house. Their address is 9 Chevrolet Circle. That's C-H-E-V-E-R-L-Y Circle. Cheverly, Maryland, 20785. Phone number is 202-520-6929. That's Linda Cameron. She's the host. You're invited to go there. It's going to be a fundraiser for Kasim. They're going to have food, drinks, and as long as Linda's there, there's always going to be entertainment because she's so entertaining. Other than that, I don't know what the other entertainment may be, but I think there is going to be some. So here's the invitation. This is an invitation to express our humanity and to reach out to help someone in need. Please come. Help us raise money for our friend whose child is fighting Guillain-Barré syndrome. We will serve both wine. Oh, they're going to serve wine and appetizers. See you there, Linda Cameron. So that's our little program. So that's that. That's pretty much what we've done. So let's move forward to what we need to do next. And in terms of what we need to do next, one of the things I had written down here that I just want to mention to you, I think we talked about this before, Pete, it's just another thing that we need to do out of the many things we need to do. But I think we can start looking at filing or filling out the paperwork for nonprofit status for the foundation.
Yeah, definitely.
And we need to get in touch with Linda about that because she said that there's a person that can actually that we can talk to that knows all about this that will help us walk us through that process.
Love it. Yeah, it's a bigger foundation. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. So I don't know anything about it, and if there's anybody else out there that knows anything about it, and you're listening to the call, and you know how to set that up, we're new at this. So we're just kind of winging it, and we're doing the best that we can, and we're all, you know, we continue to ask for help. But if you're an expert in any of these areas, you know, there's different areas that we need support and expertise in that you can definitely help us with, whether it's with, you know, helping us out with the website and web development as we go on. You know, we have pretty much a simple blog right now, and that's working out. But as we grow, we want to, you know, have somebody who knows. Oh, and just in time, Linda Cameron just arrived, so that's perfect timing since she has all the knowledge and wisdom, then she can just go right into sharing from this place. Welcome, Linda.
Hi.
Hi. We were just talking about you.
Ha. Okay.
Yeah. So, and we want to hear from you in a second there, but one of the things we're just sharing with people is different ways they can contribute. We need people to help with the website. Oh, what we were talking about, Linda, we were just talking about, we're kind of on the part where the things that we need to do next, and one of the things that we and Peter were talking about doing next is, you know, we want filling out the paperwork for a nonprofit, and then I was just telling him that you know somebody that you can connect us with that can help us to get that set up. So you want to share a little bit about that?
Yes, her name is Ayanna Porter.
I talked with her
about it, and she said she would think about it, and she'd give me her answer. I guess it'll be tomorrow. Yeah, it'll be a week, so tomorrow. I'll see her tomorrow.
And so was she also the one that you were talking to about doing the call kind of call you did for the fundraiser?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's the same person.
Okay, but you were asking her the question about just helping us to fill out the paperwork to start the nonprofit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. That'd be awesome. Yeah, let us know what that is, and then we were just putting it out there. If anybody else knows that and can help us out with that, then we would love it because we want to start that process and get that engaged. The other thing we were talking about, Linda, I had already went over your event at your house, so I shared the event and where it's going to be and all the details of that it's this Saturday. So we got that covered for you. And if you want, we'll just go back for you a little bit where you can just check in with your name and what your intention for the call is real quick.
My name is Linda Cameron, and my intention is to be supportive. In terms of Peter and his family.
Beautiful, beautiful. And then we just kind of reviewed like what we got done. We had already done that, and we went over what we got done. Is there anything you want to share in terms of things that you got done or new information that's been revealed to you? Then go ahead, check in with that.
Well, I, like I say, have been just networking and talking to people and just trying to spread the word. So I have a doctor that's going to come to my event Saturday to speak about, you know, the seriousness of this situation, and, you know, because a lot of people don't really know about it.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be a good idea to have somebody who actually knows a lot about it. So I'm getting somebody from Sick Children Hospital.
So this person's like an expert in Guillain-Barré, or they know about it? And
I don't know if he's an expert, but he seems to know a lot about it.
Gotcha. That's great. Cool.
Well, because I just want to, like, kind of, like, educate people, start an awareness campaign, because, like, most of the people that I was talking to, like, when I sent out the Evites and talked to people in networking, they never heard of it.
Yes.
So it's kind of hard to be alarmed or interested when you don't know what the hell somebody's talking about.
Right, totally. And you know, just to be clear, like, the other aspect of this that we're raising awareness about is, or part of, I think as we go along, this is becoming clear, but we're wanting to raise awareness around the need for medical transplant in the region of Dominica, because that we wouldn't even be having this conversation if that had already happened. You know, we wouldn't have this, like, if there was medical transport that was readily available, the Gassim would have been transported, and, you know, none of this would have happened anyway. So I think part of what we're focusing our attention on is also the awareness around that, just in terms of the foundation that we want to create. Is that right, Peter? Is that what we're focusing on, like the medical transport part?
Yeah, because that's really been one of the biggest, like you said, biggest issues. You know?
Yes.
Yeah, because that's been the main. And one thing about this Guillain-Barré, I was the same way. I never heard of it. As a matter of fact, I called a good friend of mine who owned a pharmacy and never heard of Guillain-Barré, you know. So it's a very rare disease, you know. I called this a good friend of mine, and I would think, like, he definitely going to know about this. He said he owns, I think, two or three pharmacies. He's a pharmacist. He was like, Guillain-Barré? Well, what in the world is that? I never heard of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it is a very rare disease that people don't realize that, you know, I've never heard of it until then, too. So for a lot of people, it is pretty rare. So it's a good thing to bring awareness to it and how dangerous it is.
Yeah, and it's rare in terms of the amount of people it affects. I remember reading somewhere, I believe it impacts
1, 2 in 100,000 people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. 1 or 2 in 100,000. So that's why a lot of people aren't hearing about it. So so we just want to, you know, we want to raise awareness about Guillain-Barré, and we also want to raise a lot of awareness about the need for medical transport, because this is another thing that we need to look into. Me and Peter haven't followed up. We need somebody to have follow up on this, but like and maybe you have done this, Peter. Maybe you've talked to a doctor there already, but we wanted to get numbers and find out. There must have been situations before where somebody needed medical transport and they didn't get in. They died waiting to be transported. Or remember we talked about that before, Peter?
Yeah, definitely.
So if you could talk about that as well, too, Linda, we just want to throw that in there. And then the other thing is, just to bring you up to speed real quick, Linda, the update from Kasim that Peter just gave is that he's back in Dominica, and then he has something going on with his spine, and he has transverse myalgias, and he got all the tests done, and the tests are being translated into English, and then they're going to be transferred to the St. Louis Hospital. And so things are moving along. Things are moving, they're moving forward. But that's kind of where Kasim's at.
Okay.
So did you want to check in with anything else that you got done, Linda? Or were you pretty clear on that, or where are you at?
Where am I? Say that one more time, sorry.
Do you have any new information that you wanted to share, or anything else you got completed?
No, I think you pretty much already shared it for me.
Okay, cool. And we'll move forward to what we're doing next. And did you want to share a little bit more about what you're looking forward at? And we kind of already checked in with this. You came in at the end of it. But what we need to do next, and we definitely want to look at the non-profit filing for the non-profit. And did you want to share about anything else?
Well, I'll just contact her, and then I'll shoot you all an email to let you know what her decision is in terms of working with you guys and, you know, all of that. Hopefully she will be able to commit some time to it. I don't know how much time you all have, you know, available or whatever.
Okay. Awesome. Yeah, we'll work. We'll make it work out. You know, whatever we need to do to make it work out, we'll make a schedule an appointment and work it out to just get the process started. And then also, did you just want to, I kind of went over your event a little bit, but maybe I didn't know the details of it, so maybe you want to share a little bit more. You can give us a little bit more of the juice. I said there's probably going to be entertainment there, but what I basically said was that as long as you're there, there's going to be entertainment because you're so
absolutely
entertaining.
Absolutely, brother, absolutely.
I get that. But you want to share a little bit about the entertainment or what exactly the event's going to look like, just to share with you?
It's going to be appetizers and wine and somebody talking about, because we're trying, like I said, we're trying to start an information campaign. So we have somebody from Sick Children Hospital come in talking about this particular disease and how it affects people and the recovery process. And then we'll have one person is going to open it up with a song, and then we'll have someone to end it with a poem.
That's awesome.
Yeah, of course we'll have music. Then hopefully we'll get people to talking about it, and then at the end of the event I'm going to pass it forward.
Yes.
And I'm sure I'll get somebody in the audience to pick it up, and then we'll just, you know, keep having these events until we don't need to have them anymore.
Yes. And the thing I just want to share with you, and maybe you're going to already share this at the event, but if you can just share with people the ways to help, and it's already listed on the website. I'm sure you're going to share that, but, you know, the donating and the flyers, if you print out some of the flyers and ask people.
Well, what I was going to plan on doing is just having a couple of laptops. And
nice.
Then people just go right on the website and donate directly.
That's awesome. Perfect.
And don't have to
Perfect.
Worry about that.
Yeah, and if you can, just share some of those ways that we have listed on how to help, because, you know, we want people to know that, you know, if you can donate money, that's great, that's awesome, but sometimes people, you know, they get caught up in, like, oh, I don't have any money, so I can't help, but there's so much that they can do, you know what I'm saying, like printing out a flyer, hey, we can print out a flyer, we have flyers, you can post them in your neighborhood, or praying, through prayer, also just through sharing through Facebook. Donating frequent flyer miles. We're working on getting frequent flyer miles, and what we're really focused on is getting Kasima ticket from Dominica to St. Louis. So that's the big thing. You know, if we could raise enough money for that, I think it's about $1,500 for both him and his mom to get a ticket. And if somebody wants to get that or donate frequent flyer miles, you know, I'm just kind of giving you a list of things.
Yeah, one of the things we're going to be doing, we will be asking people at the party to donate whatever frequent flyer miles they may have, and also to ask other people that they know to donate. So, and we're going to hand out a prize to the person who donates the most frequent flyer miles at the end of the event.
That's awesome. And, you know, the other thing we're looking for that you might want to ask is, like, whoever has particular energy around it, is to join the team. We're still looking for people to join our team, like to help out with the website, because as we move along, and we get our nonprofit status, and we grow as an organization, you know, we're going to want somebody, you know, to expand on the website or have somebody work on that aspect of it. And there was another area that I think we already covered it. It was just the nonprofit part, and then any of the other areas, you know, people just go to the website and they look at different ways that they could help us out of the team or anything that they want to offer, then everybody's welcome. And you know, if you we'll put your picture up there on the website, you can be part of the team.
Yeah.
So anything else you want to share about the event, Linda? What else is going to be there? Or is Dave going to be playing the guitar? And
who knows what Dave is going to be doing, honey? Depending on what mood he's in, right?
Yeah.
I hear your enthusiasm on tonight.
I'll let you know, though.
Okay. Okay, maybe I'll have to give that young man a call myself personally.
Hey, Linda.
Yes, dear.
I was thinking you can film some of the event to put on the blog.
Oh,
that would be cool.
Yeah.
I actually have one of my kids are going to come over and film the whole thing from beginning
Ooh.
To end.
Sweet, sweet.
Yeah.
That is awesome. And he's going to upload it to YouTube, or?
If y'all want it on YouTube, I'm sure he could do that.
Have him do that. But here, Linda, have him do it like this if you can, because, like, on YouTube, the clips are, like, 10 minutes long. So if you have him, well, maybe he knows how to break it down. Ask him. He can film the whole thing, but then have, like, portions of it, like, 5-minute pieces, you know, of it. Posted so we could post it on the blog and YouTube.
Mhm.
That would be cool.
I know he wasn't gonna try to put the whole thing on there.
Yeah, you can put the whole. Just have film parts like when people are talking, like you're talking or the doctor's talking, especially that would be great.
That'd be fun.
And here's the other thing, Linda. You got a camera too, don't you have a digital camera?
I do.
Yeah, so if you can get somebody to just take a bunch of pictures,
mm-hmm.
and then we can upload those to the blog, and that'd be cool too, because then we can just show people what's going on.
Okay.
Awesome. So you'll have a video taker and a picture taker. Maybe get one of the little kids to do it. They know it's like a million pictures.
Say what?
Maybe you can get one of, you said you had your intern or one of the kids to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
Take pictures throughout the night. That'd be great. That way, I mean, that's cool for us as a team, too, because, we're not there. It's a way that we can see it and be a part of it and see what's happening.
Yeah, I think that'll be cool.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. So, anything else we need to do next, guys? Is there anything else anybody wants to check in with about what they're going to do next or what we need to do next?
So, how much are the tickets?
You're talking about the airline tickets?
Yes.
Well, I was pricing tickets, and it looks like, and I don't, I imagine you did this as well, Peter, but it looks like it'll be about $1,500 for two tickets. Is that right?
Yeah, I think that's about right. From what I think, Tracy also was checking out some deals, and I think that's what she came up with.
Okay.
Yeah, that's going to cover it. Roughly about $1,500 for two tickets, and we're working at a different angle too. Cause me and Peter filed some paperwork and turned it into American Airlines that we haven't done yet, but we're going to get on that. And who knows? Somebody could just buy the tickets too. Somebody out there wants to buy the tickets, won't do it that way, but we'll get them one way or another, and just people can just keep donating $5, $10, $15, $20, and we'll generate that. Have you checked where are we at with the fundraising, Peter? Do you know?
From the last I checked, the last person donated was my brother about a week ago, and most of the money I had, actually all the money I had and some, went towards why they was in Martinique, because I had to stay an extra week in Martinique because of the tests. They had to do some more tests to reconfirm certain things.
Geneva stand up there an extra week in Martinique. So the money that I raised usually go for them being there and have someone who would take them to the hospital back and forth. And we was paying that lady for doing that. Since she stayed over her place, she had us play. She just stayed there, and we were paying her for that. So we ended up paying her an extra week for staying there longer. So right now, we just basically from scratch, starting over from scratch, really.
Okay. Okay. That's cool. That's cool. It is what it is. It is what it is. Okay, so I think, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike. No, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, I think we're complete, but did you have something else?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Cool. Does anybody have anything else they want to check in with in terms of what we need to do next or anything else? Any other questions? Anything else to contribute?
That's it for me, Mike.
Okay. So we'll bring the call to a close, and we'll close out with a checkout. And the checkout will work like this. We'll just check out with your name. And one thing that you're going to commit to doing before the next call next week. And I'll start out with modeling that. And my name is Mike Brown. And one thing that I'm committed to doing by next week is to complete that paperwork with Peter, like I had been saying I was going to do for the past 2 weeks, but I'm going to sit down with Peter, and we're going to fill out the paperwork for American Airlines and submit the form to for the possibility of getting an airline ticket. So that's what I'm committed to. Oh, and then I'm going to post the calls on the blog, this call and the last call. We're going to post that up on the blog as well. And then I'm going to take some more steps in terms of moving forward with a fundraiser here on the West Coast. And, yep, with that, I'm out. Next person?
I'm going to commit to, after this phone call, to make sure that we get this paperwork done. And from there, I'm also going to follow up with the people at my friend about getting the information about Tony Robbins, and also with my congressman in Charleston to really give us some input on how to help out, how to really get this foundation kickoff.
Awesome. Cool. Person?
Basically, Sean Mack, committing to basically spreading the word, making this thing grow by the day, and making people aware of something that is very rare and can attack anybody.
Awesome.
And getting the word out there.
Cool. And Linda, you want to check out?
Yeah. I am going to meet with Miss Anna Porter tomorrow to see if she can help set up the nonprofit and see if I can hook you guys up in terms of time and all that stuff. And also continue to send out invites about the event coming up this weekend. And I'm going to make a media contact to try to see if I can get somebody from the local newspaper to come and cover the event.
Awesome. And you just reminded me of something else that I'm going to do as well. I want to ask everybody else to do on the call here, and also if you're listening, is to post that event on your Facebook page, details of the event that Linda's having this Saturday. I don't know. Do you have that listed as a Facebook event, Linda?
Yeah, it's on there.
You do have it on. Okay, good. So if we just go to your page there, we'll see it, mm-hmm. And then we can pass it on.
Yeah.
Okay.
One more thing to Mike, that I realized this. I know you set up a help for Kay, Facebook.
Yeah.
One thing we can do also is I'm going to tell Sean about that and my brother Lenny and some other people. What we can do is just basically pass it on to all our friends and stuff so they can have more access to it. I looked at it today and I was looking. There's only like, I think, 3 likes on there, me, you, and my brother Hudson. So I'm definitely going to pass it on to my friends and stuff and they can and have Sean and my brother Lenny do the same thing so it can be more known because I wasn't aware of it until a couple of days and I saw it on my thingy.
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely promote that more as well. And right now, let's do the best we can to promote this event that Linda's having because it's coming up. Like, it's coming up this week. So if we, like, really focus our attention and energy, like, on Facebook, I'm posting it up there right now.
Okay.
So we can, you know, we can invite people to go to that event. It's the one that's coming up.
Cool. Yep.
All right. Awesome, guys. Okay. Thanks, everybody, for being on the call. And again, for anybody who's listening, you can go to the website and visit us and find out more and get more about, hear more recordings, recorded calls there. And you can also listen to an event that was actually given by Linda Cameron that we had recorded there, our expert in fundraising, and it's how to start and run your own fundraiser. So you can go there and listen to that. And just click on recorded calls, and you can get that for yourself as well. So that's at help4k.com, help, the number 4 and the letter k.com. So everybody have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for joining the call.
Thank you.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
All right. Love you guys. Bye-bye.